It is Wednesday, October 24th, 2012. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today. This program is now only 1 hour until the end of November, but RBN has assured me that we will return to the 2-hour format. RBN is conducting a pledge drive. If you wish to contribute, you may do so at the RBN website, republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit spingola.com to see the guest lineup for this program, along with relevant links. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna at spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will not take calls today. With just an hour, it is difficult for the guest to present his or her information, but feel free to email your questions. My guest today is Ty Bollinger, the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box. His websites are cancertruth.net and cancerstepoutsidethebox.com. On page 15, he says, "Deliberate misrepresentation of facts has always been the standard operating procedure of the directors of mass media. They cannot afford objective journalism interpreting events as they actually occur. That would be too dangerous. You see, we are spoon-fed our opinions since the day we were born. Daily events are always spun to favor a certain side's position. Those that disagree with the spin and actually think for themselves are frequently labeled radicals and kooks. Reality becomes fiction and fiction becomes reality. This is all part of the smoke and mirrors that are so prominent in our American Idol reality TV generation. According to American journalist Russell Wayne Baker, and I quote, an educated person is one who has learned that information almost always turns out to be the best, incomplete, and very often false, misleading, fictitious, mendacious, just plain wrong." And that is from page 15 of the book. It is interesting that the exact same people, like the Rockefellers, who deceived us about natural health, particularly cancer, have also monopolized our publishing houses, our educational system, and our media, and have actually rewritten history, particularly the accounts of World War I and II. These industrial moguls and their minions, the court historians and the perception managers, are often guilty of the very crimes that they accuse others of perpetrating. Welcome to the program, Ty. I am so delighted that we could get together.
Deanna, thank you so much for having me on today. I appreciate it. Look forward to the interview.
Well, your book is tremendous. I really, really believe that every single person needs to read your book because, as you indicate in your book, there is such a large amount of people who will get cancer once in their life that they need to have this information before then, because people are so vulnerable when they're ill that they often opt for allopathic medicine, which has a 97% cure rate, or a 97% failure rate, excuse me.
Yeah, when we're talking about cancer, you're absolutely right. And they do need to get the information before, because, especially regarding cancer, because the latest statistic that I have read was from a 2010 World Health Organization paper that they estimated that the people alive today, 41% will be diagnosed with cancer. That's 1 out of 3 women and 1 out of 2 men sometime during their lifetime. So I would say that 41% of the people alive today being diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime is a pretty big number. It's a disease that we all need to watch out for, and we need to be proactive to try to prevent instead of waiting until we're diagnosed and then running to the doctor.
Exactly. All righty, we do have to take a break. We will be right back with our guest today, Ty Bollinger. Stay tuned.
Did you know Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program publishes his news, commentary, videos, and financial articles with the Paul Drockton Report, a free weekly summary e-newsletter? This mailing list is announce only. This list will not be shared or sold. No spam will be sent. Recipients will receive the Paul Drockton Report once a week only. No one else will have access to the list except Paul Drockton. Opt-in list, all list recipients kept confidential. Simply click on the free newsletter link on Paul's website, internettruth.org, internettruth.org. Again, go to internettruth.org and click the free newsletter link on the left-hand side to follow Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program. Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements, made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Today is Ty Bollinger, the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box, and you can get it at his websites, cancertruth.net and cancerstepoutsidethebox.com. You can get it as a hard copy or as an ebook. And one of the people in the chat room said, everyone on the planet is raising money for cancer, but not a word of any progress. How true.
Yeah, no kidding. That's the truth, Deanna. It's a big business, cancer is. And, you know, we think of cancer charities, we typically think of the American Cancer Society, you know, running for the cure, race for the cure, wearing the pink and whatnot. Truth of the matter is less than 20% of the revenues that they raise actually goes to research and cancer treatments. It's actually, and that research is typically drug intensive. Most of it's used to pay overhead for the organization. It's a big money maker. Last year, the compensation package for the president of the ACS was over $2 million. So it's a big business. And interesting, written in the minutes of the charter of the American Cancer Society is that if a cure for cancer is ever found, that the American Cancer Society will immediately disband. So is there any incentive for those that are making their living being employed by the American Cancer Society to find a cure for cancer when immediately they'll be out of a job? Just a question for people to think about.
Sure. What I really liked your book was the fact that you had personal stories. You told the story about your father and your mother and all the people in your family, just in your direct family, that died from cancer, and you have their pictures. And that really touched my heart.
Thanks. Yeah, and that is a common thread with people that contact me is everyone seems to be touched by that section of the book. And so that's really the heart of the book, Deanna. That was the whole purpose that I wrote the book was to honor mom and dad and the other relatives that I lost, honor their memory so that their deaths would not be in vain. And so I wanted to share their stories, specifically mom and dad, how they lived their last days and how they were just bright lights for the Lord, and how they were strong and how they didn't complain, and just how cancer touched our family. And it really brings home the story, because there's many people that share my same story. I was just talking to a fellow yesterday that lost more members of his family to cancer than I have. And so pretty common story that people are losing large portions of their family to this disease.
Right. I lost my older brother to cancer. He didn't take the traditional method, the chemical, you know, the three methods,
right.
But he did his own thing. And they gave him 6 months to live, but he lived 5 years. And
wow.
Because he chose to do his own thing.
That's
and
excellent.
So
and probably had a better quality of life than he would have had he done the slash, poison, burn, the big three, the chemo, radiation, and surgery.
Right. Yes, yeah. He did. He worked and did everything that he usually did, and was relatively symptom free. But it is amazing that these toxic treatments that people don't question, even the screening, the cancer screening with the radiation. I mean, we all know that radiation causes cancer, yet there are, all of these ads on TV that everybody needs to get a mammogram.
Yes, it's interesting that the diagnostic tools that we use in conventional medicine to diagnose cancer oftentimes cause cancer. For instance, we are talking specifically about mammograms here. That is ionizing radiation that is exposed to the breast. The breasts are exposed to this radiation. We know that radiation causes cancer. That's not disputed. There's an article that Dr. Mercola published about a year ago, I believe, that showed that CAT scans, not mammograms, and there's other statistics on mammograms that show how much cancer that causes. But just your CAT scans are attributable to 30,000 cases of cancer each year and 14,000 and some odd deaths from CAT scans. So radiation causes cancer. Why would we diagnose cancer with a tool that causes cancer? It's a good question, isn't it?
Right. Now, in your book, you were talking about tumors and the cancer cells that are in tumors. And I'd never read anything like that before. Could you just talk about that a bit? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, not vaguely. Are you talking about the fact that the tumors are not really the issue of the...
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it's, oftentimes cancer is equated with a tumor. And that's a big distinction between alternative medicine and natural medicine and conventional medicine. Alternative medicine will tend to look at the problem, try to find the root of a problem, whereas conventional medicine will just treat a symptom. And see, the tumor is just a symptom of the cancer. The tumor is the body's own self-defense mechanism to wall off these aberrant cells. It is not the problem. So if you cut out the tumor, if you shrink the tumor, if you radiate the tumor and shrink it, or if you poison it with chemotherapy and shrink it, that is not necessarily a sign that you have fixed the underlying problem of the cancer. You've merely cut out the symptom or gotten rid of the symptom. There's a quote that's in the book that I really love. It's by Dr. Philip Benzel, and he said as he was going through his medical training, oftentimes he would be with oncologists at an autopsy, and the oncologist would see the cancer patient at the autopsy, and the oncologist would be thrilled that the tumor had shrunk, and they'd say, "Isn't this marvelous? The tumor is gone." And he said, unfortunately, so is the patient. Tumors are not a good diagnostic tool for whether we are taking care of the cancer, because the tumor is merely a symptom. So if we cut out the tumor, the underlying problem, the underlying compromised immune system due to, say, a bacterial infection or a fungal infection or a parasitic infection and so on, viral infection perhaps, that's still there. And so oftentimes the cancer with a conventional treatment will come back because we haven't fixed the root problem, the root cause of the problem. We've just taken care of a symptom, and so the tumor is not the problem. Another issue, too, is the quick shrinkage of tumor. A lot of times we will have a traditional oncologist, you go in for your first cancer treatment, and they measure the tumor, and you go in a month later, and they say, "Isn't that marvelous? The tumor has shrunk 2 centimeters or whatever." At that point, typically you say, wow, this treatment must be working. That's actually not the case. Because what that shows you is that your normal immune response has failed. Because under a normal condition where your immune system kicks in to take care of cancerous cells in a tumor, the tumor will initially, for the first 6 to 8 weeks, will enlarge as it is infiltrated with lymphocytes. And that's your body's own normal response to take care of the tumor. So it will actually grow a little bit first before your body takes care of the tumor. If it shrinks immediately, what that has shown is that your immune response is completely gone, and you have no innate ability to fight off the tumor on your own anymore. It's just the drugs that are doing it. So when they stop the drugs, when they stop the radiation, the treatment, what's going to happen most likely? The cancer is going to come back.
Right. And most people have cancer cells in their body, but the immune system does take care of those?
Yes, we all do. We all create thousands and thousands of cancer cells every day. All cancer cells are cells that have a different respiratory mechanism that have been altered, that have been damaged, and they're different from normal cells, differentiated cells versus non-differentiated cells. So we normally can contain the cancer cells with a functioning immune system. It's only right. when the immune system is damaged, not able to function at full capacity, that the cancer cells grow uncontrollably, spread, metastasize, and then we would be diagnosed with what could be life-threatening cancer. That is the failure of a normal immune system.
Right. Now, I had a doctor on the program a few months back that said cancer screening, actually, they are intending to find cancer cells that they can treat. And usually, as I said, these cancer cells would have been eradicated by the immune system to begin with. And by treating these cells, you actually create a larger problem than would have been there to begin with.
Yeah, that can be true. It depends upon the kind of treatment that we're talking about. But for instance, let's say that we're talking about prostate cancer. So a man goes in, he's getting a checkup, and the doctor measures his PSA level, which is the prostate-specific antigen test for prostate cancer, which, by the way, is not prostate-specific. Even women can have elevated levels of PSA. So it's kind of a misnomer that it's prostate-specific because it's in women as well. And all it is really a measure of inflammation. So the doctor measures his PSA. It's an elevated PSA, and then they go and they biopsy. And biopsies, as all doctors know, can seed the cancer or make it spread. And at that point, you may have taken a benign or a cancer that is very slow growing, because most men over the age of 50 have prostate cancer. But most men will die with prostate cancer, but not from it. Rarely does prostate cancer spread so quickly that a man will die from it. So they go in and they cut into the cells and spread them into the bloodstream, and they make a potentially slow-growing cancer, or potentially not even a cancer at all if the PSA level is elevated due just to inflammation, which can happen from an ibuprofen. And if a man goes in and takes an ibuprofen before a PSA test, his PSA level will be elevated. So then you go in and you may have a false positive, so maybe they'll biopsy, then they'll start chemotherapy or radiation on a man that doesn't even have cancer. So that's the problem with the PSA test, is it's not really prostate-specific. It only measures inflammation. And the doctor that invented the PSA test, I believe his last name is Ablin. It's in the book. I cannot remember his name, but he said that the PSA test as a measurement for cancer, for prostate cancer, is about as useless as biopsying a man for having blue eyes. So he said it's basically an outdated test. It's worthless.
Oh, my goodness. And then the treatment that they prescribe for the patient often makes the patient develop cancer and spread it.
Yeah, I hear the music. So on the other side of the break, we can talk about how radiation and chemo can spread cancer.
Absolutely. Be right back.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these Fuel Savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel Savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Ty Bollinger, the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box. You can get this book, and I recommend that every single listener get this book, because you're going to need it at one time for your friends or for your family. You can get this book at cancertruth.net or cancerstepoutsidethebox.com. Okay, you were talking about what the typical treatment causes.
Sure. The typical treatments for cancer, if you're going conventional, are, everyone knows them, radiation, chemotherapy, and or surgery. The fact of the matter is that all three can exacerbate the problem. They can all cause cancer. The surgery, as we've already talked about, with just even something as simple as a needle biopsy, much less surgery, can spread the cancer. It can seed the cancer in the bloodstream. That'll spread it. That's pretty much well known. Chemotherapy drugs are immune suppressive. They cause cancer. They destroy red blood cells. They devastate the immune system. They kill your vital organs. Look at one of the popular medicines for treating breast cancer. It's tamoxifen. It's manufactured, I believe, by AstraZeneca. Tamoxifen was declared by the World Health Organization in 1996 as a known carcinogen, a class 1 carcinogen, which is the most potent carcinogen that we know of. So that's what we use to treat breast cancer, is a drug that causes cancer. I don't understand that, but it causes cancer. Why would we treat cancer with something that causes cancer? The study that I mentioned earlier, the 14,000, it's actually 14,500 deaths each year that are caused by CAT scans. That was published in the 2009 Archives of Internal Medicine. 29,000 cases of cancer, 14,500 deaths. due to CAT scans. Mammography, mammograms, they cause cancer. It's ionizing radiation. So we're talking about a primitive system of treating cancer, in my opinion, when we are treating a disease by different methods that cause the disease. That's like taking an alcoholic and taking him to a bar and say, let's treat your alcoholism. Go to the bar. Or taking an obese person that's morbidly obese and taking him to a steakhouse that has a buffet and tell him, let's go treat your obesity here. Same principle with treating cancer with different substances that cause cancer. It makes no sense to me.
And you do this so well in your book. You explain things so well in your book. It is just an amazing book. I can't say enough good things about it. I wish
Thank
I had
so
it, had it, you know, before.
Well, honestly, Deanna, I wish I had had it before, too, because I really feel like if I had known this information, if this information had been readily available for me and my family 15 years ago, I might still have mom and dad around and the rest of my family. So that's the whole purpose of the book, is to get the information out there to people.
But there's also another factor, another issue here, is that the brainwashing of particularly the younger generation is such that if you attempt to tell them that there are alternative methods, they often reject your advice because they have been so brainwashed.
They do, because we're in a society that is glued to the TV and is constantly being brainwashed by commercials. I mean, look at all the drug commercials that are on a typical hour of primetime TV. It's amazing. I don't watch TV too often, but when I do, I'm amazed with the drug commercials. Drugs are everywhere. The doctors that we are taught to respect and to revere, you go to a doctor for a problem, they're not going to most likely tell you to go look for something natural. They're going to prescribe a prescription drug. The reason is, when they're in medical school, that's what they're taught. So I don't fault the doctors as much as I do the system. Because when they're in medical school, they're taught drug-intensive medicine. Because medical schools are funded by pharmaceutical companies. The medical journals where they get their continuing education, those receive over 90% of their advertising dollars from pharmaceutical companies, from Big Pharma. So that's all they really know, is that if you're sick, I got a drug to prescribe to you to treat that problem, that symptom. And voila, guess what happens, Deanna? That drug is then going to create other problems that, oh, well, what do you know? Pharmaceutical companies have already developed another drug to treat that symptom. When my grandmother died a few years ago, she was on, well, actually, until about a year from her death, she was on about 15 prescription drugs. She got off of them right before she died, but she was on about 15 prescription drugs. She used to live with us, and I remember getting her medicine for her each night, and it was amazing the amount of pills she took. Of those 15 prescription drugs, only two or three of them were for initial symptoms. The rest of the drugs were to treat the problems that the first two or three created.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, we all know the three methods that the allopathic medicine or allopathic doctors use. And you mention in your book that few people could name any alternative methods for treating cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the problem, is they're not well known. And hopefully my book is helping to get the word out there that there are some treatments for cancer that are natural. And, you know, the bottom line is people should have a choice in how they treat their cancer. If somebody wants to go conventional, then that's fine. I have no problem with somebody that wants to do chemo or radiation or surgery. Because as far as I know, it's still land of the free, home of the brave, supposedly. We're supposed to be able to make our own choices. So somebody wants to go conventional, that's fine. My issue is alternative treatments are not known. So we've got to get the word out there, because most people don't even know that they have an option.
Exactly. All righty, we're going to a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Ty Bollinger, the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box. His websites are cancertruth.net and cancerstepoutsidethebox.net. And you mentioned that there is a dramatic increase in the incidence of cancer. What do you attribute that to?
Well, if you look at the difference between 100 years ago and today, it's estimated that around the turn of the century, 1900, it was anywhere between 1 in 40 and 1 in 80 people would be diagnosed with cancer. And now it's 1 in 2, 1 in 3. So it's a huge difference in 100 years. So what's happened in 100 years? Well, we've got processed foods that they didn't have then. We've got carcinogenic chemicals in the environment like they had nothing at that point. There was very, very few chemical pollutants that was in the air. 1900, and we had the Industrial Revolution, and now we've got literally tens of thousands of toxic chemicals that we're breathing. We've got pesticides and fungicides and insecticides that we're putting on our food that they didn't do back then. And so we've got a host of environmental toxins that we are ingesting, whether it be by the food that we eat or the air that we breathe or the water that we drink. They didn't fluoridate their water. They didn't put chemicals in their water at that point. Most people had well water, and fluoride is a subject we could touch on. It actually is carcinogenic, causes cancer. It's more toxic than lead, but they put it in the municipal water supplies based upon a bunch of faulty science 65, 70 years ago. So we're just being bombarded with toxic chemicals, and our immune systems are totally overwhelmed at times, and so I believe that's what has contributed to the higher incidence of cancer.
Right. Even our diet, for instance, many people just recently have gone gluten-free. Mm-hmm. And grains, were introduced as the great health food back in, 1985. And since that time, there's been a vast increase in cancer as well as obesity and diabetes, which you also cover in another booklet that you have.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And as a matter of fact, there was a recent show that I saw. I was out in Los Angeles about a month ago speaking at a cancer conference, and I woke up one morning, turned on CBS Morning News, first time I watched CBS Morning News in a decade, and there was a doctor on there. I was really shocked, and he was talking about how the wheat that we eat today is not really wheat. It's not the wheat that our grandfather and grandmother ate. Starting about 30 years ago, they genetically modified the wheat that we get now. And so it's got a an aberrant type of protein called gliadin that we cannot process that acts basically as a toxin to our system. So if you're eating the wheat that's available today, most likely you're eating a genetically modified food that you didn't even know was genetically modified, and it's not really real wheat.
Right, and when you go to the grocery store, I mean, look at the bread aisle. I mean, it's lengthy, very, very lengthy. Then your crackers and your cereals, and just people eat a lot of wheat
every day. It's a lot of processed foods, and if you look at the ingredients in most breads and crackers, you're going to find some kind of corn. You're going to find some kind of soy, whether it be soy oil or soy lecithin and so on. But the bottom line with those is not only are they the oil's probably going to be partially hydrogenated, which is bad for you, but the soy and the corn is both over 90% genetically modified in the United States today. So we not only have the issue with the types of oils that may be generated from those, or with the corn, the high fructose corn syrup, which is really bad for you, but you have the fact that they're genetically modified. And recent studies that have just come out within the last month, they're all over Mike Adams' website on naturalnews.com. Just go do a search there and look at these genetically modified articles. It's amazing. I mean, not only we've known for years that the genetically modified corn and soy cause sterility by third generation in hamsters. And the reason they test them on hamsters is because their reproductive cycle is so quick, they can see what it would potentially do to us in a short period of time. But now the studies are coming out showing that they cause massive cancerous tumors as well. So that's another reason to stay away from the processed foods that contain corn and soy. I've got four children, and we do our best to stay away from anything that contains any kind of corn or soy.
Exactly. I mean, it is not good for you. They do use soy in Asian countries, but they use it in a different way. They don't roast the soybeans, and they don't.
Yeah, it's not genetically modified over there. But plus, most of the soys that they eat are fermented soys, which your body processes differently. Like the tempeh, the miso, or the natto. Those are fermented type soys that are actually have some health benefits. But for non-fermented soy, that's what I'm talking about.
Right. Oh, it's amazing. Okay, and then, of course, you cover vaccinations in your book, too.
Yeah, vaccination is kind of the holy grail for conventional medicine for pediatricians. Vaccinations are toxic. I mean, if you look, I was just reading an article this morning that Mike Adams posted on Natural News. CDC still has on their website and he took a screenshot of it, which I really appreciate because they may take it down. but the CDC still has on their website the different ingredients that are in vaccines. And you're talking about aluminum, formaldehyde, mercury, and so on. They're all listed on their website. And these are different chemicals and different substances that all have horrible, horrible side effects. I was talking to Dr. Russell Blaylock a few weeks ago. He did a radio interview, and we were talking about vaccines. And he said, he's challenged vaccine proponents to a debate over the efficacy of vaccines. And he said nobody will ever take him up on it. And the reason is because he's got all the statistics on his side. I mean, if you look at, let's say, the flu, the flu shot debate is over. The CDC admits that the flu shot doesn't prevent the flu. It was on their website. I don't believe it's on the website anymore. But it takes 6 months to culture the vaccine and to produce it. And by that time, the flu virus has mutated to such an extent that the initial vaccine, if it were efficacious, and that's another debate altogether, wouldn't be efficacious after 6 months. So it does not prevent the flu. As a matter of fact, most folks think that, oh, the flu is this deadly disease. 36,000 people a year die from the flu. That's not true. If you look at the actual deaths that are attributed to the flu virus each year that are definitively linked to the flu virus, it's typically less than 1,000 deaths. What they do with these statistics, see, they manipulate statistics to make people afraid to go get the flu shot. They lump in deaths from pneumonia along with deaths from the flu. Well, we all know that pneumonia can be caused by a variety of problems, not just the flu. So the deaths, the 36,000 number that everybody regurgitates is flu and pneumonia deaths. The ones that have been definitively linked to the flu virus is always less than 1,000 per year.
Right. It's all about fear-mongering.
It is. Without a doubt, it is. Because there's a vested interest to sell the vaccines because they're very, very profitable. And also, if you look at the recent outbreaks over the last decade of polio, of pertussis, of tuberculosis, they are always, without exception, they are always in areas that are almost fully vaccinated for that particular disease. So what can we deduce from that? Okay, I'm not a rocket scientist, but it seems that the vaccine might actually be causing the disease to me.
Right. All right, so what are some of the natural methods of addressing cancer? Do we have to change the pH of our body? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, alkalinizing your body is a good way to address cancer, because cancer doesn't grow well in an acidic environment. But you need to know that there's a difference between what we're not talking about alkalinizing the gut, because your gut needs to be acidic in order to digest the foods properly. And your pyloric valve, which will not open unless you have an acidic environment in your gut. So we're not talking about your whole body being alkaline. But and your blood has to remain about 7.2 or you'll die. And so that's the problem with eating a very acid diet, is that it, in order to keep your blood blood at a neutral, which is about 7.2, your body leaches minerals from your bones in order to buffer the acids that you eat. So very acidic diet, when I say that, I'm talking about someone that drinks a lot of sodas, eats a lot of meats, a lot of breads, a lot of processed foods. They're all very acidic. And that's what we're talking about, the pH scale. When we talk about the pH scale, we're talking about a scale that's logarithmic. So if I say that something has a pH of 7.2 and a soda has a pH of 2.2, which is about what sodas are, then I'm not talking about a soda being 5 times more acidic than something that's considered neutral or a base at 7.2. I'm talking about something that is 10 to the 5th power times more acidic, which is a 1 followed by 5 zeros, which is 100,000 times more acidic than a base. So at that point, when you ingest a lot of the sodas or acidic-type foods, your body has to buffer it to keep your blood at a base or at a neutral. And so it leaches the minerals from your bones and your cells in order to buffer that acid. And that's where the problem arises, is when we have cells that are very acidic, it's a good place for cancer to grow. Another thing about the growth of cancer is cancer feeds on sugar. So sugar is a good thing to avoid. Very good thing to avoid. If sugar is a primary requirement for cancer cells to grow, it only seems logical that you would want to remove that food so that cancer doesn't survive as well without the food. So that's right. Another step that we can take. And go ahead.
That's one of the first things that my brother did, was to get sugar out of his diet. But there's sugar in so many things. We really have to evaluate the labels, evaluate everything we eat, actually.
Sure. I mean, I guess a good rule, Deanna, is if it's processed, be skeptical. Because right. A lot of times they'll throw in maltodextrin or high fructose corn syrup or another sweetener that you're not even aware that it's really sugar. So, or, you know, corn products, you watch out for that label, you know. Corn derivatives, it's a lot of times it's sugar. So you got to watch out for that. But the main thing that raw honey is very good for you. Raw sugar or processed sugar is not. So it's not just something we want to avoid. Sweets, there's certain kinds of sweets we want to avoid. Raw honey is very medicinal in many ways, so that we still eat raw honey. I put it in my coffee, we'll eat it on desserts and so on. I'll make a raw honey and raw peanut butter banana, and boy, it's fantastic. But you got to watch out for the processed sugars specifically. Another thing that we were talking about is if cancer is a result of a compromised immune system, a logical step would be that you would take supplements or different food different foods or supplements or herbs that would stimulate your immune system and get it back into functioning. And so that's why a lot of the treatments that I talk about in the book, and these are not my treatments, they're just treatments that other doctors have developed, and I've just kind of summarized them in the book. That's why a lot of the treatments are herbal-based, because they are immune-stimulating or immune-modulating. And they'll get your immune system back to where it can handle the cancer on its own. And that's the goal, because cancer is not a deficiency of chemotherapy. So you can't cure it with chemotherapy. It's a disease that results of a compromised immune system. So if you control the cancer, to control the cancer effectively, you have to get your immune system functioning properly.
Right. And then it will take care of the cancer. Now,
absolutely.
Somebody in the chat room said that drinking distilled water will help keep your body alkaline. Is that true?
There's different schools of thought on that. I'm not certain what the truth is on whether drinking distilled water will keep your body alkaline. Dr. McCullough is adamantly against distilled water. There's a lot of doctors out there that are pretty reputable that, that say only drink distilled water. All I know is that your water, your body is 70%+ water. So I would drink plenty of water, whether it's distilled water or spring water. I'd try to stay away from the bottled spring water because of the plastic. The BPA and the plastic will leach. Whether it's well water or whether it's water, the city water that's gone through a filter to eliminate the chemicals, drink plenty of water. There was a, and I talk about this in the book, there was a doctor in the Middle East, Dr. Faryun Batmandelk, which we call Dr. Batman because it's easier to say. And he cured thousands of patients while he was in prison with just drinking water, which was actually contaminated water. They didn't have clean water, but they were all dehydrated. And so his mantra was, you're not sick, you're actually dehydrated. So no matter what kind of water you drink, I don't really have a specific recommendation on the water. Make sure that it's clean, doesn't have chemicals in it, but drink plenty of it because your body's mostly water and you can't be healthy if you're dehydrated.
Amazing. You talk in your book also about colloidal silver.
Yeah, colloidal silver is a natural antibiotic, and so that's a great substance to take if you feel like you're getting sick, if you have a bacterial infection. We'll use colloidal silver if we think the kids are getting sick, they'll drink colloidal silver. You can actually use it in your ears. We also use hydrogen peroxide in our ears if we feel like we're getting sick. But yeah, colloidal is a great natural antibiotic. There's a lot of different kinds of colloidal silver. A lot of the silvers that are out there are actually not colloidal, but they're ionic. There's a lot of scare that's out there. If you do a search on colloidal silver, you'll see pictures of people that have their skin turn blue or gray from the silver. That happens occasionally from people that are taking really poor quality silver, so you watch your source. But if you're taking high quality colloidal or ionic silver, you're not going to turn blue or gray from it. But it's a great natural antibiotic. It's not something you want to take every day, though, because it does... if as a natural antibiotic, what it does is it kills bacteria. So what you want to do is if you take colloidal silver for an extended period of time, you also want to take probiotics, which will repopulate your gut with the good bacteria. So, and that's the problem with the kids that have done rounds and rounds of antibiotics. The reason that they're so susceptible to flu, for instance, is because they have no good in intestinal flora and no good bacteria in their gut. And that's what fights the disease, and that's what keeps us healthy, and that's where the immune system gets a lot of its powers, from the gut. So if they don't have that good bacteria, they're going to stay sick more often. And that's why kids are sick a lot of times. It's because they've done prior rounds of antibiotics, and they have not supplemented with probiotics to repopulate their intestines with good bacteria. And that's the key to good health, is healthy intestines.
Right. And, you know, we seem to think that it's normal for children to have ear infections. I remember as a child, I had constant ear infections, and I think it was probably from the vaccines, or it could have been, I'm not sure, but I had, you know, vaccinations and I had eczema, so it could have been a grain, creating antibodies against wheat or something, even then.
Yeah, a lot of kids have ear infections today, and it is a result of prior vaccinations. A lot of times will cause the immune compromise, but there's three different kinds of ear infections. There's what's called otitis externa, otitis interna, and otitis media. It just talks about where is the infection. Is it external, internal, or in the inner ear? Interesting, a great treatment for ear infections is grapefruit seed extract. So that'll alleviate ear aches and ear infections. Another great treatment for ear infections is actually xylitol. Have you heard of xylitol?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's a sweetener, the natural sweetener that we buy gum that's sweetened with xylitol instead of aspartame, which is a neurotoxic rat poison. So don't eat anything or drink anything that has aspartame in it, folks. But xylitol is a natural sweetener that we will use, and there's peer-reviewed studies out there that show that it'll knock an earache out or an ear infection down its tracks. So that's a good natural treatment for ear infections.
Amazing. Now you have four gorgeous children.
They take after their mother.
she is quite beautiful. She
yes,
really
she
is. And I love the pictures of your children in there, and you also have your wedding picture, and kind of introduces the reader to your family so that they know this is a real deal. This really works. We're a real family, and I assume that your children have not been vaccinated.
Well, my eldest two have received some vaccinations because my eldest one's 12, and I did not know what I know today 12 years ago. And so my awakening to the poisons and vaccines was about 7 years ago. So my eldest two were vaccinated for a couple of years after they were born. My youngest two daughters never had a needle. So, you know, you learn as you go, and I wish that we had never vaccinated them, but the things that we do now to keep them healthy, I'm confident that they're going to stay healthy because of what we are doing on a proactive, preventative type basis. But, you know, at that point, we didn't understand. We were actually, I speak about that in the section on vaccines in the book, where we were basically ramrodded with my eldest daughter into vaccinating, or we would have to be forced to leave their practice because they just don't deal with that vaccination, that anti-vaccination quackery.
Unbelievable. All righty, we are going to break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today has been Ty Bollinger, the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box, the book that everyone should have. And you may purchase that book at cancertruth.net or cancerstepoutsidethebox.com. And I purchased the ebook and got a bonus. There were, what was it, 6 or 7 mini books that you include in that?
Yeah, just a little bonus special reports on different topics, different health topics that are included if you purchase the book. So, yeah, Yeah, I try to give people as much bang for their buck as they want. And honestly, you know, my goal is not to get rich selling information. So I always give it. I always give the ebook away to anybody that asks for it, because a lot of people are not as fortunate as we are, and they don't have the money to spend on an ebook, but they still are sick. And so I'll always give the ebook. I've given away over 10,000 ebooks since 2006 when I published the book. I give it to anybody that asks for it that has a financial hardship. So anybody that needs the book, they can just email me.
Amazing.
And Deanne, if you will send me your mailing address, I'll send you a printed copy.
Well, how kind of you. Thank you.
No worries. No worries.
Thank you. Now, you were talking about your doctor that the pediatrician was going to, she was intimidating you and would have pushed you out of her practice if you didn't vaccinate your two oldest children.
Yeah, it was our eldest daughter. We were at that point just starting to question vaccines. We went in, and my wife went in and said, look, we're not sure we want to get her vaccinated. And he basically said, if you choose not to have her vaccinated, then she can no longer be part of our practice. You're going to have to go somewhere else, because we're not going to buy into that propaganda on autism or anything else. He said, vaccinations do not cause autism. He said, eating kids' fish sticks is more of a risk than causing autism than vaccinations. And at that point, I'm thinking, well, you know, she told me about this, and we're thinking, well, I guess the doctor's that convinced that they're harmless, so we need to do it. And we did vaccinate our eldest daughter at that point. I wish I knew then what I would know now. I would have gone into that arrogant, pompous, you know what, and said, look, let me show you the tens of thousands of studies that show that vaccines do cause autism. Let me show you these cases where the U.S. government has acquiesced and given the parents of an autistic child tens of millions of dollars because they admitted that the vaccine, that the Tamiflu and the vaccine caused autism. I could show you study after study after study that prove that these chemicals in the vaccines cause autism. I mean, if I were to take mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, antifreeze, and live viruses, which these vaccines contain, and mix them together with some peanut butter and put it in a sandwich and feed it to my kids, the CPS would come and take me to jail and take my kids away. But if you take that same ingredients and then you give it to a doctor prancing around in a white lab coat, he can inject it into their bloodstream without any consequences. There's something wrong with that. It's more toxic than if they were to eat it. But you can't feed it to them because everybody knows that that's toxic. But they'll let a doctor inject it into them. That is absurd.
And it's all about profits, isn't it?
It is. It's all about profits. And, you know, if people say, oh, that's just anecdotal. You can't prove that these vaccines don't work. Let me tell you something. Go look at and I include this in the section on vaccines in my book. If you go look at the bar graphs of pertussis, diphtheria, and other communicable diseases, they were all eradicated before the vaccine by just drinking clean drinking water and good hygiene. The vaccines did not eradicate these diseases. They were already gone.
Amazing. Well, we have run out of time. I thank you so very much for being on the program today, and I hope that people will purchase your book and educate themselves on this very, very important topic. Thank you.
Thank you, Deanna, so much. I really appreciate it.
All righty. Bye-bye.